Good afternoon, Jacksonville. You are listening to the Consumer Law Hour on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. Our lines are open at 855-765-1045. If you want to speak to our legal experts, Eddie Farah and Chuck Farah in the house today to take your calls, again at 855-765-1045. My name's Scott Young. Lucky enough to be in the studio with you guys again today. Hope everything is going well. Mike's.
Hello.
There we go.
There we go. Yeah, Scott, good to be here.
Happy to have you guys with us.
So what's new?
Listeners, we are expecting a president or vice presidential press conference from Mike Pence at pretty much any moment. So we may be cutting away from the program to take that live. So I beg your forgiveness for the interruption and I appreciate your understanding as we'll be getting the latest national news on the coronavirus situation. But in the meantime, we are taking your calls at 855-765-1045. What's going on in the law world today, Eddie?
Well, Scott, I've got a couple things to talk about. We could talk about what's going on and what everybody's talking about right now, and I want to kind of touch on that. We had a caller where I've talked to somebody this week who was saying, well, if there's a quarantine, if the government orders a quarantine and I don't want to abide by it, can I sue the federal government to stop the quarantine or for me not to abide by it or comply? But that interesting question. So we looked it up. And under federal law, the federal government has the authority to detain and medically examine you. And that authority comes from the U.S. Constitution under the Commerce Clause of the U.S. Constitution. And as a result, and from the Commerce Clause, which allows the government to quarantine, detain, screen people that come into the country, prevent people from coming in the country, Section 361 of the Public Health Services Act designates the U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services. He's the one, or she's the one, to that can prevent, people from entering the country and people, moving around, and that can detain you, have you tested. So there is authority under the U.S. Constitution. Even if you don't want to be quarantined, they can make you do it.
Good to know, and hopefully we'll not get to that situation with the concerns we've got facing the coronavirus at the moment. But at the moment, the current best suggestion, not so much a quarantine, but social distancing, which will become the new buzzword of 2020, social distancing.
Yeah, but this Commerce Clause, I mean, if there is a quarantine in effect and you're not complying with it, I mean, that's grounds to have you arrested. You're violating federal law. You can be put in jail for that.
Good to know.
Yep.
Something to be aware of, and certainly an issue that is affecting some other countries right now, some people who are currently existing under a government-imposed quarantine. Well, fortunately, we're not that bad off, but we do have a health question coming in. We've got Frank in Mandarin with a question about asbestos. Frank, you're on the Consumer Law Hour.
Hey, Frank.
Yes, sir. It's nice to talk to you. I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure.
The situation that I have is that my wife's father has got some lesions on his lungs, and he has been in the construction industry for most all of his life. He's in his late 70s now, and he has been exposed to asbestos for quite a long time. Now, the problem comes is that he is not a citizen of the United States. He's a citizen of South Africa. Mm-hmm. And I know that the United States, to try to protect its citizens, has accumulated somewhat, I guess for lack of another term, a slush fund to help people that were diagnosed with asbestos problems. My question to you is there any type of an international setup or a helpline for non-U.S. citizens that have now had these problems with asbestos after working with it all these years to deal with their problems?
Sure.
Is there any way you can point in the right direction?
Has he been diagnosed with miso? Has he been is there a diagnosis of mesothelioma? Okay, well, you got to do that first.
He's been going to the hospital. They've been taking x-rays, et cetera.
Okay, so the first step is to find out what he has, okay? If he has mesothelioma, if he does, then he should be able to participate in the it's not a slush fund. It's a payout based on the type of injury you have and so forth. and your age, and there's some other factors. So there's a matrix that hit, that determines what you will receive from that, you know, depending on your dependents and so forth. So, and those are cases
Absolutely.
That we can help you with. But, yes, to, under the tort system in the United States, you don't have to be a citizen to participate in the tort system. We have represented people here who are here illegally. I mean, if you're an illegal, if you're here illegally and you're in an auto accident and it's not your fault, you can sue just like a citizen can. That's the law in the United States. So, and the law in Florida. So the fact that he is not a citizen of the U.S. does not prevent him from being part and participating in the civil justice system.
Well, that's absolutely good information. And,
yeah. I mean, we've had, I'll tell you, let me just take it one step further. We do a lot of workers' compensation work, and we've had people that are here illegally that are working illegally, and they get hurt on the job, and they're still able to make a workers' comp claim. Okay?
I understand. Oh, yes. That sounds great. So yeah, I will contact her brother in South Africa and get him to make sure or work on to find out if he's diagnosed with that or not.
If he has MISO, then we can talk to him about it.
If he is, then he can talk to your firm here in Jacksonville.
Yes, sir. That'd be we could
That's
talk to
perfect.
Him.
Thank you for you. Sure. Really made my wife's day.
No problem. If they want to call me from over there or send me an email, I can call them. And if they want to talk to me directly, we can help
Okay.
them.
How would they contact you from, because I know it's .coza in South Africa.
Well, I'm going to give you my email, my personal email. I'm going to ask, I'm going to get your phone number and call you and give you my personal email address. They can contact me via the email and give me a phone number, then I can call them or they can call me.
Okay, perfect.
So, great. I appreciate it.
Thank you for your help. You want to stay on the line then,
yeah.
I guess.
That's a good question you brought up because we have it all the time. People are here that are here maybe they don't have a right to work or here illegally. They're in an auto accident and they're hurt and they're concerned about, you know, getting the you know being deported because they're here and they're not sure if they can make a claim. But the law is clear. And as a matter of fact, if you're here illegally, the other side can't bring that up in a court of law because it's so prejudicial that the law prevents the at-fault driver's insurance company from making that an issue. But we could talk about it further later.
Frank, if you'll stay on the line, our producer will get your contact information, and we can help you out off the air. We are back for the final segment of the Consumer Law Hour today. 855-765-1045, the number to call if you want to get in and talk to our legal experts. Eddie and Chuck Farah from the law firm of Farah & Farah here to take your calls. I see we've got Debbie, who has been waiting patiently during the press conference earlier. Debbie, we will take your call in just a moment. You are on the Consumer Law Hour. Thanks for calling in.
I had a question for you regarding a gym membership.
Sure. Go ahead, Debbie.
Okay. So my daughter, who is a college student, she had a gym membership with a local gym, 2-year contract. The contract was up, I think, March 9th, and she had tried calling them to cancel, couldn't get a hold of them, the corporate office. They finally got back to her. They had charged her another month and a late fee, and she had frozen her credit card that it was coming out of because she did not want to pay any more since she fulfilled the 2-year contract. And they told her that they could not refund her back her money.
Right.
I mean, not refund because she wasn't on there, but that she needed to pay it.
Right. Was it an auto-renew contract?
Honestly, I'd have to go back and look at the contract. They're saying it's a month-to-month now.
Yeah, you can let I can take a look at it for you, but let me tell you, there's a Florida statute that covers these auto-renewal contracts, where they have to give you provide you notice in writing that your contract is about to auto-renew to give you an opportunity to cancel the contract. It applies to alarm companies, but I think the statute in Florida does not – is she in Florida?
She is.
Okay. I think the Florida statute exempts gym memberships, which I thought was kind of strange. That was probably something that was a lobbying effort by the people that run these gyms that went to Tallahassee, excluded it, because I've seen these, it's happened to everybody. I mean, you got these auto-renew contracts that just auto-renew every year or every 2 years or whenever it is, and you've got to keep paying.
Right.
So if you want, I'll tell you what you could do is.
I think they're telling her it's a month to month, which you should give them notice again now.
But does it have to be a phone call, or it probably has to be in writing?
Has to be in writing.
So if you want, go ahead.
What they said was, like, I had talked to them too, and I said, okay, you want to charge her the month, which is like $21.29. You can give her back that late fee. Oh, no, we can't do that. Well, then let me speak to somebody who can make that decision. And so the person did call her back and still told her, no, we can't do that. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can. But they won't.
Yeah, they won't do it because obviously they've done it before and gotten away with it. So they think they can get away with it again. If you want to, what I would suggest, let me look at the contract. You've got a copy. Okay. Do you have a copy of it? Or if you don't, you can get it from them.
I would have to get it. I think my daughter does somewhere. Mm-hmm. I'd have to look at it.
Yeah, if not, you should call that person back and say, I want a copy of my contract. And in the meantime, you know, because it may take time to get it if you don't have it.
Another month goes by, cancel it. Yeah.
Then I would put them in writing. I would set up what I would do by certified mail, regular and certified mail. Where they can't deny that. I'd send an email to them, and I'd send a written document to them stating that, you know, you want to cancel that contract and that you won't be responsible. But if you want me to look at it, I'm more than happy to do that.
Okay. The problem is if it's an automatic renewal, not an automatic renewal, but if the contract says, well, then, you know, if we don't have any notice that you want to cancel, then it becomes a month to month. You may owe that. You know,
you may owe that month, so
you want to make sure you write them now so they don't charge you for the next month.
Or they may charge you for two. Well, somebody else gets a hold of it. They may charge you for two more years.
If it's an auto renewal.
She was being gracious in her talk that she said, well, we will cancel it and make sure, but that credit card she did not use and froze it, she used a different one to pay it. And I said, I don't want to see them taking out more. You know, just because she said verbally, oh, we'll cancel it. We will not charge you anymore. That does not mean that they will not. So that's why you're right. She needs to get it in writing, certified mail, email. Okay.
Yeah, because what really gets me about these auto renews, you've seen them. I mean, you know who's really notorious for using them are these security companies. You know, the monitoring, they're all auto renew. Mm-hmm. And so people, you know, the consumers got upset and they went to Tallahassee. And, you know, the governor signed, Governor Crist signed a law years ago that prevented these auto renewals without giving you notice. Hey, your contract's an auto renew. You've got so many days to stop it.
Right.
But they exempted, I think, gyms. So that's kind of didn't like that at all. But anyway, I'll still take a look at it and give you an idea of what your options are. But
In the meantime, can I ask you that she paid it on a different credit card? Should she dispute it or just leave it for now?
She can dispute it, but you know what they're going to do? You can dispute it, and they'll credit her that amount. But, you know, they're going to try – they'll send her to collections. Just like
that,
that was the only thing. Yeah,
right.
Then you got to deal with the bill collector affecting her credit. And, I mean, if they got a legitimate reason. I mean, I got to look at the contract. If the contract does not give them any recourse – then if they try to affect her credit then you can sue them for affecting her credit when they didn't have the right to do it. So
I know this is a small amount. Can I ask you, can credit card companies or collection agencies garnish wages?
If you're not head of household, they can garnish your wages. Like your daughter. For instance, unless your daughter has somebody dependent upon her for support, like a child or a spouse, or if she's supporting you in some fashion. If she's not, they can garnish your wages. But they can't if you're head of household.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, that's good to know.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, I will look for that contract.
Yep.
And what you can do is
he's going to leave your number with Scott, our producer. I can call you, and then we'll figure out how to get it to me.
Okay,
I'll call you
so
next
much.
Week.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Debbie.
Okay.
Debbie, stay on the line, and we'll get that information from you in just a moment.
Yeah, that's something we talked about a few weeks ago, Scott, these auto-renew contracts, if you remember. And I always thought in this statute, it's really a nice statute. It talks about, you know, what they've got to do to auto-renew, but it exempts gym memberships.
That's a curious qualifier
That's the thing that auto-renews more as much as the security people. But I got to read that statute again. I thought that was my understanding. But I can look at it again to make sure. But
well, I know there are other companies that also make use of those kinds of principles, like satellite radio. I ran into that dispute myself.
That's covered by the statute.
A lot of service industries, such as lawn maintenance companies.
Yes,
and
that's covered by the statute.
Yeah, so there's all kinds of interesting things where people just make that little statement, and the next thing you know, the contract has run out. You didn't notice it, and then you're saddled with this new bill and a new set of terms and a whole bunch of things that you weren't aware that you signed up for because that wasn't the language that was introduced when you signed the deal.
I mean, we got into one of those. I mean, it doesn't apply. The statute exempts businesses. It's directed toward consumers. And our office, we have a St. Augustine office. We have a dumpster in the back of there that somebody signed a contract. It's got a 5-year auto renewal on it. That's a long time.
Yeah.
Is that even legal to sign a renewal for that kind of extension?
Because the property manager came to me and said, hey, you got a 5-year auto renew. 5 years, we'll find out. That's something we're going to contest. But
yeah, we'll let you know how that continues.
Yeah, I'll let you know
how that plays out.
I'm curious to hear how that story goes.
Yeah, I know, because that's why when she started talking auto renew, I said, hey, I'm in there with you on this
one. Yeah, we are.
Well, as always, Jacksonville, we're in there with you. If you've got legal concerns, we're the people to talk to. Well, they're the people to talk to, and I'm the guy that can connect you. 855-765-1045, the number to call. We appreciate you listening through to another episode of the Consumer Law Hour. We will be back next weekend to take your calls and give you some guidance. Thanks for listening, and you're listening to Jacksonville's 104.5 WOKV, the news and talk station. We'll see you soon.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.